We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn to cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a proper timeline for when you first sleep with someone?
Depends on how long it's been.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get to this one. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people who have been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 36. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
How you been, man?
Good. Good. Can't complain. You know, working, living, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this. We had a crazy storm last night. So it's pretty odd. My neighbors across the street, there looks like a large branch was got hit by lightning, but it's all on the ground. It was a mess, but I slept through it. So couldn't have been that bad.
You woke up like, what the heck happened?
Yeah, I just opened my window. I'm like, wow, it rained last night, didn't it? It was crazy. Yeah, but now other than that, man, I'm good. What about you? How you doing?
You know, the thing about it, when they say Texas storms are different, I remember going to the grocery store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting back in the house, and I'm like, getting my groceries. I'm walking to the kitchen, and the lights blink. They're like, what the hell happened? I turned around, looked outside. I'm like, whoa, where did that come from?
That's how quickly it can turn.
I was like, wait a minute. For me, man, it's been cool. You know, it's Juneteenth weekend, and you don't realize how much that just bothers certain people until you actually post something about it on social media, and then they decide to respond. And so me, yeah, being the bigger person than I was in my early 20s and when I first started college at 17, I'm more mature now. So I take the Karen route and I just block them and report
them. Yes, I saw those comments. I just said, let's see what Yanni does with this.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, when it comes down to politics and certain things, I'm not arguing anybody anymore. Because there's no reason to. People don't use rationale anymore, right? There's no common sense in these conversations anymore. 08 was very different. You could have, and we thought it was bad then, but you could have conversations with people then. You can't now. And I'm not going to waste my breath. What we always say, never argue with an idiot. They'll only bring you down to their level and beat you with experience.
Yeah.
You know I don't like to lose.
I know.
Maybe you like this story then. It comes out of Phoenix. And apparently, you know, this show is an obsession for some folks. And by obsession, we do mean obsession. Mm-hmm.
Driver pulled over going 108 in a 65 mile an hour zone along State Route 347. She told the trooper she was trying to get home fast to see Love Island. That excuse did not work, and she was booked for criminal speeding and reckless driving.
See, this is the problem with appointment. What do you call it? Appointment watching?
Appointment viewing, yes.
Appointment viewing. If they just loaded videos, you can watch them at your leisure whenever. She's trying to hurry up and get home because she doesn't want to miss out on what social media is going to be talking about. So she was speeding to get home to catch it at 8 o'clock.
I understand exactly why this officer gave her a ticket. Because he's like, you do know it's still going to be on demand. You can still, even if you get there 5 minutes late, you can still pick up. It's not like you're missing the first 5 minutes. You start from the beginning. You're just 5 minutes behind everybody else. Ma'am, slow down. Plain and simple. And that's why she got that criminal speeding, and because that was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. There's no reason to be speeding like that to go catch a show that's, even though it starts, was it 9-8 Central? It's still also on demand.
And yeah.
I'm sure she had a phone. She could have started it in the car.
and you're doing 108, you can technically get arrested.
Yeah.
For that. And have your license revoked for going that fast.
In a 65, she was going 43 miles over the speed limit. Can you use a real or fake reason and actually gotten out of a ticket?
Yes. This was, God, would have been 2016. And it was, I want to say it was either Labor Day or something like that. I worked for Ashley Furniture at that time. So I had to go in that day. Well, it wasn't a holiday in the retail space, even though I worked corporate. It's still not holiday. You go to work.
Right.
But the roads were just empty. And I'm like, okay. And you know, I have a heavy foot. So I'm just speeding down 35 going to New Braunfels. And Trump was speaking. So again, it's his first presidency. And he was, I listened to XM. I put it on like the Fox station just to, I like to hear both sides, but also I knew they were going to play the speech. So I'm listening to the speech. I'm just like, God, this dude's an idiot. And then I look up, cop's behind me. And he pulls me over and he's like, can I ask where you're headed? So I'm on my way to work. He goes, where do you work? So I work at Ashley in New Braunfels.
Big fun. And
he said, do you realize how fast you're going? I said, honestly, no. I was listening to the Trump speech and I just got distracted. And he just gave me a warning. So I played a Trump card and it worked.
The literal Trump card.
Yeah.
Now, did he ask anything else when it came to that? Like, well, were you so inspired by the speech or were you so aggravated by the speech? Because that might have determined whether he gave you the ticket or not. Did you? He goes, oh, I understand.
Yeah. No, I was so inspired. I'm about to go to work and slap one of these YNs right in the face.
Well, you judging the officer like, okay, let me see which way shall I go on this speech that I was getting. But so you didn't even make up a story. You actually told him the truth and it worked.
Yeah, I told the truth. I knew I was speeding. Like, yeah. I wasn't surprised. I knew I was doing like 90.
Yeah.
In the 70. I was.
I'm in Charleston. We're heading. It's early, like a Saturday or Sunday morning, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm falling behind my boss. We're heading to the golf course, Wild Dunes, out in Isle of Palms. So we're heading over to Isle of Palms Connector, the IOP Connector, flying. He's flying. Yeah. I'm flying. Yeah. All of a sudden, as you go over one of the ridges, I see a cop coming the other way. I say, oh, shh. And I see him hit his brakes. I hit my brakes. The cop, I look in the rearview mirror. He makes a U-turn. I said, son of a. We hit a light. Cop pulls up behind me, right? Mm-hmm. And he's just sitting there. As soon as the light turns green, he turns his on, right? So, of course, I pull over. He goes, where are you going to in such a hurry? I said, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm just trying to make a tea time. He said, well, look, he goes, the car in front of you, that's y'all both going to play golf? I said, yeah. He goes, well, you know, you're the car in the back, so I had to catch you. So he goes back, runs my tags, everything. Then he comes back and hands me this ticket. And he goes, I want you to do me a favor. Put this on your refrigerator. In the morning, just take a look at this every morning, whether coffee, milk, orange juice, and remember that you won't run into a cop as nice as me again.
But he gave you a ticket, not a warning.
He gave me a warning. He gave
okay,
me a
got
warning.
It.
It looked
got
like it. I thought it was a ticket until he said that. Yeah. And he was like, yeah. This is just a warning, but nobody else is going to be as nice as I am. But yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang. And again, the honesty worked in that sense, right? And I wasn't trying. Why'd you pull me over? I wasn't trying to be an asshole. Just kind of straight up like, okay. I knew I was caught dead to rights. I'm like, okay, whatever, man. And look, I don't know how fast I was going. So he could have told me anything. I have no idea. But he understood. He patrols on the Isle of Palms. I'm not the first person he's caught speeding on the way to the golf course. He knows how expensive it is to play over there.
Yeah.
He understood.
Well, he let you slide.
Yeah. And thank God, because I think I played good that day. Thank you for hanging with us, man. We do appreciate you, whether you're watching this first as one of the regulars or watching this later as one of the randoms. Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. There should be a QR code up here in the left or right, whichever you're looking at on your screen. You get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos and more, including members only live streams for story time with Terrell.
I don't know why your screen is reversed, but it's always going to be over your left shoulder.
Well, I know it's over my left shoulder, but yeah. As I'm looking at it, it's the right to me.
I need your camera to stop. Yeah. You know what it is? I bet your camera's mirrored.
Could be, but yeah.
Because is your paddle over your right shoulder or your left shoulder?
It is over my left shoulder.
Right. I know it's over your left shoulder, but when you
You just asked me, is it over my right or my left? I said it's my left shoulder.
But when you look at it, is it over your left shoulder?
When I look at it, it's right there, left shoulder.
On the screen.
Oh, on the screen, it looks like it's a I get it would be my left shoulder because this is my left hand.
All right.
So on the screen, it would be my left shoulder.
And so the QR code, and by the way, we're just giving you more time to see the QR code. So the QR code is not above your paddle?
It's above the plant.
Yeah, above the plant, which is on your left side.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Now, therefore, you know it's always on your left.
Oh, well, I know. Well, go like that. Oh, I got to point to it with my right hand.
Hey, look, if you've made it this far, do us a favor and drop a comment. Matter of fact, let's leave this comment left to help Terrell figure out where that code and this code are over his left shoulder, L-E-F-T. Leave that for him, please. And to all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating, a quick review. It really does help. And by the way, please feel free to show your support IRL in real life by visiting the RGRT Pod merch store. The link is in the description, or you can hit the QR code over Terrell's, which one is it? Left shoulder. Thank you in advance for your support. We really do appreciate it. Speaking of Love Island, and this discussion comes from this past recap that we did, right? Mm-hmm. The question is there a proper timeline for when you first sleep with someone? And we started talking about this because of this conversation we had. Just because somebody wants to take their time. And I get it. This show is about go get it.
Yeah.
But if you get it that easy, come on, man.
I mean, they're in their early 20s.
Okay.
You're sleeping next to people.
Okay.
You know, just your body naturally, you know, responds to things.
Okay.
You know, especially at that age, yeah. Right? Where it's like, yeah, it's a little built up tension. He wants a little something. Mm-hmm. I think Casey wants some ROI. I've been good.
Not some ROI.
All right. It's return on investment.
So to get you caught up, if you haven't been watching and following along on the Love Island, Casey and Anaya, they've been a strong couple from the beginning, right? Since nobody chose either one of them. They've been a good, strong couple since then. And one of the things that was revealed in one of these last episodes was that, you know, she's been taking it a little slow. A little slower than he wanted her to. And T, you're saying, why wait, right?
Well, with a lot of these reality shows, I've always said, you know, why wait? Especially the ones like Married at First Sight.
That's
different. You know, why wait? You're married. Go for it.
Married at First Sight is different.
But I don't think there is a proper time. I think it just depends. Now, of course, both people need to be ready and willing participants. Yes. But that's important. Consent is nice.
Mystical.
Yeah. Right. Preach. But I don't think there's a set time frame. I mean, you could go out with somebody and just the chemistry and everything is just clicking and you might do it the first night. You could go out with somebody and it could take a month. It just depends on how y'all are feeling and how the vibe is. I don't think you should put a hard line in the sand on when.
Okay. That is a great point. I've never been a fan of the 90-day rule. Because I've always said, you know what? I can leave on the 91st day. It's just as easy, right?
Right.
But let's be real. do you not think or move a little differently if the first night you get it?
No. I mean, have confidence in yourself. I'm like, am I surprised? She slept with me?
It's not about being surprised.
Me? Have some confidence in your game, son. No, I would not judge a person because
you this never is my have. Thought.
Judge a person that they slept with me the first night.
Let's not use your adult mind. Let's use your college mind.
I was even worse.
I know. But you also weren't trying to lock anybody down then either. So that's my point.
No. Well, no. But the reality of it, though, to me, is whether you sleep with someone first night or within 90 days or beyond 90 days, mm-hmm. and it doesn't work out, you can't blame it on the fact that y'all slept together. Maybe it's just right. you, your personality. You know, hey, the sex was great. But talking to you before and after wasn't, you know, it just depends. You just never know.
Maybe the guy's just an asshole.
Oh, that could be it too. You just never know. It's like, I think the women that have a 90-day rule.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the reason you're single is not because you slept with somebody within 90 days. It had nothing to do with it. You should look at all the other things about it. What does your house look like? You know, do you got some bad kids? Do you got, I mean, there's could be a lot of different factors that go into it. And for the woman, she might not talk to the guy again after the first night because you don't have a job. She knew what it was. This was just Vegas. This was just for fun. I don't want to be with you one night. So I don't judge. Do what you do. I'm very sex positive. I think you do things when it feels right to do them. I just think if you go in with an agenda and you say, okay, third date is the sex date. Mm-hmm. That's the rule. And I've had people ask me that, like questions about like dating. Is it, what rule is it? The hookup date? Depends.
Right. Okay. And in that sense, I agree. I don't think there should be a specific this day, this day, this. On the third date, we should be doing this, right? No, there isn't an exact timeline because it could be date one or even before date one. those are all
you go to pick her up and then one thing leads to another. Do you still go out after that? It's like, you want to just order pizza? We good.
You only go out after that. She's like, so are we still? Oh, damn, we still doing that? Okay, I get. I guess so. No, but to the point is though, it's when it feels right, and this is where I feel like I understand the people who are upset with Casey for even bringing this up and discussing it on camera, the fact that he wasn't getting any, and oh. It's, you know, the grandma comment, right? Because they took offense to that. And I think because it was in that conversation, maybe the way the producers edited it, that's the way it came off, like he was trying to call her grandma and that. But it's up to her when she wants to, if she wants to. And if her timing could be, I'm just not. What's not going to happen is anything on this damn show. If we make it out of here, hey, you can have all you want. Or you may get none of it. But you won't find out till we out of here. And if that's her thing, I'm not mad.
But if all the challenges they're doing, to me, it doesn't matter. You're already doing enough. You're doing a lot already, right? So I don't think it's about that. Mm. But it is up to her to decide. I agree with that 100%. But I also agree that it's okay for Casey to talk to his boys who he goes to sleep next to and hears them getting more action in those beds than what he's getting. And it's okay to say, hey, I'm a little frustrated, guys.
KB.
A little frustrated.
Look, I'm going to tell you, as much as we here's the thing about that. If it's one thing you have learned from these reality shows that we have done, is the sisters ain't going to just go along. What, if everybody jump off the bridge, we all going to jump off too? Nah, bruh, we ain't doing that. It's okay. If that's what you want, do a Corbin. Go get you one of those. Go the easy route.
I don't know. I just feel like your moral compass is a little skewed when you're doing all these challenges on TV and the things you're doing in those challenges on TV. But outside of that, you don't want anybody to judge or think anything. Come on now.
No, come on. Let's be honest. It is a little more intimate. Doesn't mean you need to leave people in your personal space. And see, this is spoken like a man without a daughter, man.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have a daughter. In fact, she would be on TV. should be doing any reality shows. We will not be recapping that episode 11, that season. No, because she wouldn't be doing the show. I would hope. I'd hope I'd raise her in a way that she says, you know what? I don't mind trying to be an influencer, but I don't want to go on this show and make out with a bunch of strangers to do it.
Right. No, agreed. But timeline, I think we're in agreement in one part of it, and other parts we're a little questions there.
We agree on consent, and we agree on it all depends on how the relationship is going and how the date's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just disagree on the conditions of when's expectations.
I don't go into it with expectations. For me, anytime I'm with someone for the first time, it's a surprise to me. You know, I wasn't
just,
like...
Hold up. You just said, have some trust in your game. Why is it a surprise?
No. It's a surprise that it was going to... Like, I didn't come for this date thinking that, wow, she's going to invite me back to her place. Or I'm going to bring her back to my place. It's just one of those things where it happens and you're like, oh, wow, I didn't know we were going to...
It worked.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm prepared for it, right? I'm prepared, if you know what I mean. But...
I just want to make sure everybody heard this, because at the beginning of this conversation, this man said, have some faith in your own game. Have some confidence in your game.
I meant by surprise, like the fact that the date turned to that, I don't have a every time I go on a date, I'm not thinking, yeah, she's going to, I'm going to wear my good draws because...
Have you ever been caught with the holy draws? You were like, damn, tonight?
I don't have holy draws. Thank you.
That was a trick question.
Yes, I don't have holy draws. Throw them away.
So before we get out of here, man, I saw this and I had to hit AC the plug and say, hey, man, tell me, is this actually real or not? Because I couldn't believe it, especially after all these folks who didn't want to get the vaccine.
What about and if they do breathe, they got Genovis. You know what that is?
Genovis?
Yeah, it's like the little stuff.
Like gingivitis?
Yeah.
I really wanted it for the cosmetic look. Okay. I don't think I never really needed them. I just liked the look. And then I end up having space, so I wanted it to close the space.
She says an orthodontist quoted her $5,000 to get braces, something she couldn't afford, and her dental insurance wasn't going to cover either. So she took to TikTok, what many people are doing right now, and what she found is something known as a basement dentist, which isn't new. It's just being marketed heavily on social media.
Basement anything.
Right.
Besides... Your basement office in your house, your basement man cave, your basement guest bedroom,
yeah,
your basement laundry room, your basement storage.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, basement dentist? No. No, that's crazy. And when I saw it was Atlanta, I was like, of course.
I knew you were going to say that.
Of course, people in Atlanta would do something like that. And then gingivitis. I was thinking to myself, okay, who are these patients? Because you can't tell me there's somebody that went to Spelman that is going to go to the basement dentist. There's not someone that went to Clark that's going to go to the basement dentist. So who goes to people that to the basement dentist? People that say gingivitis. Yay.
People that gingivitis. Say, yeah, I just wanted it for the cosmetics.
That's just ridiculous.
I don't understand how you play with your health like that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the butt injections are bad. When people were going and getting the butt injections from people who you know are not doctors, right? How do you trust somebody with your body like that because it's cheaper? No. How do you trust somebody with your mouth like that? I don't get it. Get your mind out the gutter.
Sorry. I'm 12. I'm like, they've done a lot of other things with those mouths. At least this one's sterile.
And I guarantee you, some of these people, the same folks are like, no, I'm not getting the vaccine. I don't trust the vaccine. I don't trust. This is wild to me that this is an actual real thing. And I know none of our viewers do this. I would hope.
Well, we do have a lot of people from Atlanta that watch the show.
Stop it. Don't you do that.
Just saying.
Don't you do that.
It's possible. It's possible that we got a gingivus in here just lurking about.
Remember, his name is Just Terrell. At JustTerryl.
I love when I get angry messages. It's awesome. So go ahead, send them to me. I don't appreciate what you said about Atlanta. Okay.
Send it to him with the pictures of the baby hair.
Yay.
With braids.
Yeah. And bad gingivus.
Hey, appreciate you hanging out with us, man. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button if you're not subscribed. Please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
We're on our way to 10K, and we need your help to get there. So please, please tell a friend to subscribe. And don't forget, we're doing the Love Island recaps Sunday nights at 7:30, 6:30 Central, and Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central. All right? And Married at First Sight, right around the corner. I know some people have tried to get us to do a couple other things in between. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's a lot on the horizon.
Isn't it crazy how I'm looking forward to Married at First Sight compared to what I'm watching here?
I knew this would happen.
Yeah.
I told you. You would love it.
I'm taking the lesser of evils. That's all.
Okay. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Justel, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's my motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.